Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
For good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for.
Oh, Doug, one of your favorite songs.
I think it's a very cool song, as a matter of fact. We have an age differential here, and that's okay. It's part of...
I like a lot of old music.
Around. Really? What is old? Last year? What
no.
What do you consider old?
90s.
Oh, really? No, I like old stuff, just not this. It's
Who
not
put the bop
thing.
In the bop, she bop, she bop?
There you go, fine.
Merry man, yes. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. The dating website OkCupid asking users, would the world be a better place if people with low IQs were not allowed to reproduce?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Let me give you the quick answer.
Yes, that's the end of that question. The question was posed as part of a screening process for potential daters online. Here's a lady named Sierra Lawrence who was has learning difficulties, was horrified when she was shown the question on the website. Never mind where it is. There are a lot of people who think folks with a low IQ ought not to be able to vote. Never mind, date or reproduce, shouldn't be able to vote. How many times have you had that conversation with anybody? Ever had that conversation, Victoria? People who we see the caliber of people sometimes being interviewed on these TV shows when they go on the street.
Yeah,
and
who's the vice president?
About.
They're stumped. Yeah. They just don't know.
Right, yeah. So why should those people be allowed to vote? They're liable to vote for the wrong person.
Don't worry. Come to Aunt Jen's school. I'll teach you all who to vote for.
All right. Teach you who to vote for. No, seriously, though. Isn't it rather interesting how we have dumbed down people? We have. We've allowed this to happen. And they have... No, was it yesterday or the day before? Jennifer, I think... No, it was yesterday. You weren't here. There was a conversation we were having about something that was so obvious about a country and people didn't know... where the country was. It's incredible.
Oh, our tech guy, Greg Stebbins, said that one of the biggest search results within the UK was, what is the EU? And the second one was, what does Brexit mean?
Yeah.
And that's within the UK.
Right. That's in the UK.
Yeah.
The government had an auction here in Boston last weekend to sell off Whitey Bulger's personal effects. How many people remember who Whitey Bulger is? Raise your hands, please.
Here.
Johnny Depp just played him.
Johnny Depp just played him. You're right about that. The movie of his life. Here's a guy convicted of killing 19 people and was certainly implicated in the death of 24 or 25 others and probably is responsible, actually, for the death of hundreds of people. Boston Irish Mafia. And so the feds decided to sell off some of his belongings. Last weekend, they put up his shirts there. You saw racks of his clothing.
Who would want to buy that?
Why would you want to buy
a
shirt that was worn by Whitey Bulger?
And here we go. What are they doing with the money?
Supposedly, it's going to the families of his victims.
Oh, that's good.
That's all right.
Okay.
But still,
they didn't happen to find that stolen Vermeer in there, did they?
No.
Because, you know, they said there's in the art world, it's they said he was behind that break into the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston.
Yeah.
And the Vermeer that's been missing, they said that was Irish Mafia and Whitey Bulger organized that.
Right. He was one bad dude. I want to tell you.
How many of those shirts had bloodstains all over them?
Oh, well.
Ew.
I think there's that. There were guns there. Let's see what else. Some of the effects of the apartment house that he had at 23rd and. 23rd and why do I always forget the name of the street? Not Madison. What's the name of the street, Jennifer? That's just up above for me in Santa Monica. Yeah, not Madison.
I've never been to your house.
I don't know. Well,
really?
Yeah. No, he never invites me over.
Oh, will you stop, for heaven's sakes.
And I, wow.
Well, no, it was... He's anyway,
I might
not
drop breadcrumbs and come back.
Yeah. All right. So here's... The business about, I think, $400,000 or $500,000 got collected. And I just ask out loud, why would somebody want to buy something like that? Can you imagine the energy attached to that? Ooh, wow.
I mean, there's certain items that I guess would be museum pieces that maybe that would have interest in. But to buy the clothes to wear that he wore or the gun that he used to kill people, I just don't, I don't get it.
All right, what do you think of the Supreme Court ruling on domestic abusers not being able to have guns. Supreme Court ruled 6-2 yesterday with the other rulings that freed the governor of Virginia and changed the abortion law, not only in Texas, but a bunch of other states probably as well. This is the one I found most interesting. 6-2 with Sotomayor and Thomas voting against it. Interesting combo. And everybody else voting to basically affirm that a convict, somebody who is involved in domestic abuse, convicted of misdemeanors at home, cannot have a gun. I don't have any problem with this whatsoever. Anybody got a problem with this?
Nope.
No, I don't. I think if you have a conviction, that means that you've gone through the system. So obviously, if you trust the system to work, you've been convicted of a crime. I don't see how anybody would argue that. It's only the people. I think the gun argument only happens when people are put on a list or they haven't done anything wrong to have their rights taken away.
Right.
And so because of it, you are allowed due process. I mean, if you are convicted of something, then I don't think there's a problem at all.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe I'm about to say this. I think I'm the only one. And being the super, super liberal, I kind of see why maybe Sotomayor and Clarence Thomas voted against this. Because if you have, there are certain things where you get convicted and you have to register as a sex offender if you happen to be peeing somewhere within 25 or 100 feet of a school, things like that, and, in the dark, like there are a lot of those.
Yeah.
But that happens. I mean, and in some
domestic violence cases, though?
What?
I mean, domestic violence isn't peeing outside of a school.
No. I'm just saying, but in certain cases, though, like when we talk about like Johnny Depp and, the Whitey Bulger thing, but like if Johnny Depp and his girlfriend or his wife had a fight and it wasn't maybe necessarily domestic abuse where like he was actually beating her or they were drunk and they were throwing stuff at each other and he gets convicted, then if he could never have a gun because of that incident, I don't know. I'm not pro-gun at all. We all know this. I'm just saying I could kind of see the other side of that a little bit. It's I don't know. It's interesting.
I'm with Jen. I mean, if you go through the system and they find you guilty, but I see your point.
Later on today, hell freezes over. It's 42 past the hour.
No kidding.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here taking your child in for their shots. Maybe you're getting a flu shot. Maybe you're afraid of needles. Or maybe you're just putting off getting a booster shot because you think it's going to hurt. What to do? Trick the brain. Here's the biological science of it. Well, the truth, shots hurt. But there are ways to minimize the pain. Now, according to a recent study in the Journal of Pain and Symptom Management, before you're stuck with a needle, ask the nurse to apply firm pressure to the injection site for about 10 seconds. The shot will hurt about one-third less. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it has to do with competing brain pathways. The pinch pressure tricks the brain and it sort of misses the sharp signal. Or maybe it's just as simple as the pinch hurts more than the shot. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, it's called World Book, but it's really a thin day in history calendar. Most entries are people born on this day.
No.
Weak content.
No.
World Book. Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. At HappylandAudio.com, you can hear interviews with Hall of Fame artists telling their stories in their own words. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Anything but clothes.
ABC Party.
Naked as a jaybird.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Club dudes witness ABC nudity.
Anything but clothes. Duct tape, garbage bags, towels. They were all sitting out at their picnic benches eating their dinner. Naked as a jaybird. What goes out of Glencoe? The cops don't come in there ever, do they? They walk out to the showers or whatever. They come out with a different person every day. It's apparently some kind of internet thing. We're going to be in this corner of the campground. They all just start coming in there. Hey, Chico. Chico's shy. Chico's a prospect. Prospects are the ones that ain't been to Sturgis before.
American Biker Minute.
You got to do all the washing dishes and cleaning up and taking the garbage out.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green.
Harrison with you. New research suggests taking more B vitamins than the recommended daily allowance, and that can improve heart health and symptoms of depression, also working to improve energy levels and brain function. Natural News reports all B vitamins work together in a synergistic way. So if you don't have enough of one type of B vitamin, the other kinds simply won't be able to do their job. The biggest culprit? Stress. Whether it's emotional, like chronic anxiety, or physical, like surgery, stress brutally depletes B vitamins from the body. But there is an easy home solution. Lots of fresh fruit and vegetables. Choose organic and locally grown produce whenever possible, while avoiding overcooked food, which destroys vitamin content. And eat more foods that are naturally filled with B vitamins, including oats, avocado, salmon, and Brazil nuts. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Here's the story of a man who helped a teenager who was in need of food. Man identified as Matthew White in the produce section of a Kroger store in Memphis. KWAM, though. 16-year-old Chauncey Jones Black approached him and asked if he could carry his groceries to his car in exchange for a package of donuts. So Mr. White said this youngster looked like he had been turned down 100 times. He looked ashamed, hungry, and broken. Matt began talking to Chauncey, and they soon found out that this youngster didn't have anything at home to eat. He lives with his disabled grandmother, gets Social Security, but not food stamps. See, these are the people that we should be helping.
Mm-hmm.
Matt decided to buy Chauncey the donut, along with a couple of bags of groceries, and offered to drive him home. And on the ride home, Matt discovered Chauncey is a straight-A student, wants to own his own business someday so he can help other people in his neighborhood. Matt said once they arrived at Chauncey's home, he discovered not only did they not have any food, they didn't have any beds, no furniture. So Matt shared the story on Facebook yesterday. When the post went viral, he created a GoFundMe page to help Chauncey, asking for $250 so Chauncey could buy a lawnmower to make some money. The amount of money that was raised, it went from $73,000 to $292,000.
Wow.
The idea was to buy a house for this kid and his grandmother. 45 past the hour, Jennifer, Victoria, Richie, and Doug. What's going on with Sinead O'Connor? Anybody got an update on her? Last time I heard about her, she was... Woo-hoo. Did they pick her up? She was going to jump off a bridge in Chicago.
She was missing the other day.
Yeah. Right, but they found her, and she said, oh, that was, you know, that was nothing. No, but they were just worried about nothing.
Mm-hmm. No, but then, again, like 2 days ago, she was missing again.
Right. Then she went missing again.
Really? So is she? She's obviously in need of some help.
She's severely bipolar, and I think she kind of goes on and off her meds a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's something that you probably ought not to do. Let's talk about government regulation or over-regulation. Yesterday, Jennifer, I stood in line at a company called Universal Enroll. And at that company, I was treated to paying $85 to be fingerprinted, questioned, and overviewed by 4 cameras in each corner of the room. All
like
of this
time.
So that I could, I could get my TSA pre, the
Seriously?
Pre...
You had to stand in front of cameras?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't
what
I had
They
to
have
do.
You answer questions. The company's called Identgo, which is doing this now around the country. You don't think some politician had a pal who started this company? And sort of perfected.
That is so weird that yours was so different than mine. I walked in. Did you have an appointment?
Yep.
I walked into mine. They had me sit at a desk. They called me right in. I was on time for the appointment. They had me sit at a desk.
Me too. Yeah.
They said, "Is this your address?" I said, "Yes." They said, "Is this, you know, have you lived here for a long?" Yes. "What do you do for work?" Okay.
And where's your credit card?
And that was it. That was it. And then they said, "Okay, stand up," and they took my picture, and I was out in probably 5 minutes.
Yeah. See, they didn't Same take here. My picture. I didn't. My picture wasn't taken. It was taken by the cameras on the wall, but I didn't stand up and smile for the camera.
So it wasn't. It wasn't a pleasant experience for you.
Well, it wasn't unpleasant. It was just
it
I
just
don't like
should have been
government.
Easy 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't much more than that. 5-6 minutes. but I don't like government. You know that. And I'm thinking to myself as I leave, and it happens, the phone's ringing when I get in the car. It's Brendan. And Brendan says, I hear you're going to get your TSA pre-check. And I said, yeah, I did. He said, listen to this. Okay. This was all a big sham. Now, Brendan's becoming a conspiratorialist.
I was going to say, what did he tell you?
Yeah. He says that the lines at all the airports were completely contrived. The TSA hasn't lost anybody. Their budget hasn't changed. But they've created this at the instruction of the honchos in the administration so that they could force people into or suggest to people that if you enroll. Now, I used to get on TSA pre-check all the time. I didn't ask for it. It was just there. And then it started going away. And I started waiting in line like everybody else. I get impatient or I don't want to stand in line for hours at a time. So I started thinking, okay, I better do this. $85. This is an $85 tax that you're spending.
You totally missed out, though. If you have an American Express, they pay for it.
No, I don't have an American Express.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did. Both
well,
my dad and I did
special.
It
special. I don't know whether it's still on, but they did for a while.
Okay. So, but still, do you understand my drift here?
Yeah, not only do you pay, it's a tax.
Not only do you get taxed $85, but now they've got all your fingerprints. They've got every bit of information that they can. If there was any question about who you are,
they've
what
already
your story
had your
is.
Fingerprints from the arrest.
No, I only had thumbprint from the arrest.
Oh, okay.
I never gave him fingerprints. It was just a thumbprint.
What'd you get busted for?
Let's see.
Tractor
which time?
Without which a permit.
Which time are you talking about? I had a little. I've had a couple of.
I think you were
run-ins
sassing with. A cop the last time I remember.
Me? Can you imagine? No, come on.
Sassing a cop?
Nah, not at all. It was a completely bogus charge. It really was. And the policeman afterwards sort of apologized for doing what he did. The worst offense was they were going to take Charlotte out of the truck, and he pulled me over because they didn't have some kind of a sticker on the truck, which I don't need because it's a farm plate. But anyway, Charlotte's in the front with me. They take me away in handcuffs to the police station, and the guy says he's going to call the dog officer to take Charlotte down. And I said, that's it. I'm putting my foot down. No, you're not. Give me the phone. I can make one call. So I called back to the farm and had him come down. And he said, you better have him here in 5 minutes because the dog officer is going to be here to get your dog and put him in the pound. And then we're going to have your truck towed away. And I looked at it. I said, do you realize how ridiculous this is? They didn't then, but they did after I was processed. But still, you get processed and you get your picture taken and you get the thumbprint and the whole deal. So you never had the pleasure of that, Victoria? Let's get her into trouble, Jennifer. Let's figure out a way to get Victoria. Everybody should get arrested once.
Usually do it when we're 25, not when we're 60.
Yeah.
I'm going backwards.
I would be distraught if I got arrested.
10 minutes before the hour.